Good evening, Buonasera. My name is Gloria Brown Marshall, and I am a professor of constitutional law in New York City. I am a writer and a playwright and a member of the Libaldi residency.
Buonasera, cos'è, Sara? Mi chiamo Gloria Brown Marshall e sono professore di diritto costituzionale. Una New York City, sono una scrittrice.
Then it said I was on a plane. But my program today is going to speak on protesta and the United States. And the program is going to be focused on protest in four areas.
Il mio programma oggi sta per porre fine agli Stati Uniti e il programma si concentrerà sulla sua protesta nei quattro settori.
Those four areas will be women's rights. And when I say women's rights in the United States, the rights of Native Americans, as well as African Americans and workers' rights.
E quando dico i diritti delle donne negli Stati Uniti, i diritti delle donne, i diritti dei nativi americani, così come gli afroamericani e i lavoratori.
And we'll begin with the first slide. Protesta in the United States. I thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of the Libaldi residency in Montegiovi. The Libaldi residency is joined by my sister artist, Alexandra, who spoke, and my other sister artist, who is a dancer, Aga, from Poland. No, stay there. Stay on this. So, stay here. Protests have taken place in the United States for over 400 years. Protests in the United States have involved Native Americans 500 years ago, African Americans 400 years ago, women 300 years ago, and it's always involved workers.
La protesta negli Stati Uniti ha coinvolto i nativi americani 500 anni fa. 400 anni fa, afroamericani, donne 300 anni fa, ed è sempre coinvolto.
As you can see by my illustration, the time frame for protest has been a long one. We're going to focus on Virginia because it is in Virginia that the United States begins its history. The Virginia colony was founded in 1607.
Ci concentreremo sulla Virginia perché è in Virginia. Gli Stati Uniti iniziano nella storia. La colonia della Virginia fu fondata nel 1607.
As you can see by the illustration, the 1607 founding of the Virginia colony was also the founding of the time of workers or indentured servants coming into the colony because they could not afford the passage by ship. They had to work for free when they arrived.
Come potete vedere, con l'illustrazione, la fondazione della colonia della Virginia del 1607 fu anche la fondazione dei lavoratori del tempo o dei servitori indentureti che entravano nella colonia perché non potevano permettersi il passaggio per merda. Dovevano
lavorare gratuitamente quando... I know, that was not what I meant to say. Oops. I saw that in there. Okay. Africans arrived in the colony in 1619 from Angola, Africa. So Africans arrived before the Mayflower landed in Massachusetts.
Gli africani arrivarono nella colonia nel 1619 dall'Angola, Africa. Vedono africani arrivare prima che il Mayflower sbarcato in Massachusetts.
Women were brought to the colony because they wanted the workers who were men in the colony to have wives and children.
Le donne sono state portate alla colonia perché volevano gli operai che sono uomini in macchina. Devo avere moglie e figli.
However, the Native Americans in the area were very upset with the arrival of the Europeans, and they fought with the Europeans from the time period of the arrival once they realized the Europeans were not leaving.
I nativi americani in alto nella zona erano molto sconvolti dall'arrivo degli europei e hanno combattuto con gli europei dal periodo dell'arrivo una volta che si rendono conto che gli europei non se ne andavano.
So the protests began in the 1600s. Women were protesting. The workers were protesting, the Native Americans were protesting, and the African Americans were protesting. So even when we look at protests today, and many of you have seen the protests in the United States, it's been 400 to 500 years of protests. They didn't just start.
Così la protesta è iniziata nel 1600. Le donne stavano protestando contro i lavoratori che protestavano per i nativi americani e gli afroamericani stavano protestando. Così anche quando guardiamo alla protesta oggi e molti di voi hanno visto la protesta negli Stati Uniti, sono stati da 400 a 500 anni di protesta, non solo.
This is the same information in English for those of you who want to read it in English. But basically, it sets out the same information about the arrival of Africans. What most people don't know is that the arrival of Africans into the Virginia colony in 1619 was documented by the secretary of the colony that 20 and odd Africans arrived in August of 1619.
Quello che la maggior parte della gente non sa è che l'arrivo degli africani nella colonia della Virginia nel 1619 è stato documentato dal segretario della colonia il 20 gradi agli africani arrivato nell'agosto 201619.
Let's focus on the Native Americans. When you look at the map, you see in red the land that was held by Native Americans in 1776. 1776 is the year of the Declaration of Independence in the United States.
Concentriamoci sui nativi americani. Quando guardi la mappa che vedi e leggi la terra che è stata tenuta dai nativi americani nel 1776 è l'anno della dichiarazione di indipendenza negli Stati Uniti.
The Declaration of Independence is considered a protest document. We'll try that one again. The Declaration of Independence is considered a protest document. The Americans were protesting the crown of England, King George. And so the Declaration of Independence in 1776 shows that the United States began in protest. There were protests before the country started, but the Declaration of Independence is considered a protest document.
La Dichiarazione di Indipendenza è considerata un documento di protesta. Gli americani protestarono contro la corona d'Inghilterra, re Giorgio, e videro la dichiarazione di indipendenza nel 1776 dimostra che gli Stati Uniti iniziarono a protestare. Erano proteste prima che il paese cominciasse, ma la dichiarazione di indipendenza è considerata un documento di protesta.
We already heard that.
The crown of England, King George, and saw the Declaration of Independence in 1776 shows that the United States began in protest. They were protests before the country started, but the Declaration of Independence is considered a protest document.
Thank you. What we see here is a modern protest of Native Americans who are protesting their land being taken from them and being used for an oil pipeline. They consider the land to be holy and sacred. They consider a pipeline not just ruining the land, but ruining their sacred sites and their water supply.
Grazie a ciò che vediamo qui è una moderna protesta dei nativi americani, che protestano la loro terra che vengono presi da loro e che vengono utilizzati per un oleodotto, considerano la terra santa e segreta che considerano un oleodotto, non solo rovinando la terra, ma rovinando i loro luoghi sacri e la loro acqua.
They have religious beliefs. The Native Americans had their own governments. They had their own leadership. They had women in high positions of power 500 years ago. And so it was not necessary for the Europeans to bring civilization to the Native Americans. And that's what they have been protesting all of this time, that they have their own culture and they want their culture respected.
Hanno credenze religiose. I nativi americani avevano il loro governo, avevano la loro nave da leader. avevano donne in posizioni elevate di potere 500 anni fa e quindi non era necessario che gli europei portassero la civiltà ai nativi americani ed è quello che hanno protestato per tutto questo tempo, che hanno la propria cultura e vogliono che la loro cultura lo rispettassero.
The next area we're going to discuss will be women's rights. Women who were brought to the colony that became the United States were protesting their right to vote and for full equality in 1848.
La prossima area che discuteremo saranno le donne che sono state portate nella colonia, che sono diventate gli Stati Uniti, stavano protestando per il diritto di voto in piena qualità nel 1848.
Their first meeting was in upstate New York in Seneca Falls in 1848. Where they voted to have full voting rights. But it was not until 1920 that they received the right to vote.
Il loro primo incontro fu a nord-est di New York, a Seneca Falls nel 1848, dove votarono per i diritti di voto, ma non fu fino al 1920 che ricevettero il diritto di voto.
This is another image. This is another image of the women fighting for the right to vote in the United States. However, there is a relationship between Italian women and women in the United States when it comes to the right to vote. Women in Italy protested for the right to vote as well. And women in Italy were granted the right to vote in 1925 in local elections, but they did not receive the right to vote until 1945 in national elections.
Tuttavia, esiste un rapporto tra donne e donne italiane negli Stati Uniti quando si tratta di diritto di voto donne in Italia. Protestando per il diritto di voto, pure le donne in Italia hanno ottenuto il diritto di voto nel 1925 alle elezioni locali, ma non hanno ricevuto il diritto di voto fino al 1945 alle elezioni nazionali.
And what we know about women's right to vote is that today women are still protesting for their rights through elections. Women are protesting in Italy as well as in the United States to get rights regarding their jobs, regarding housing, politics, education, and voting. They're protesting about a woman's right to choose as well as a woman's right not to choose. They're protesting family and job balance and any number of issues in areas that are important to men, women, and children.
Anche in Italia le donne protestano. Gli Stati Uniti hanno diritto ai loro posti di lavoro in materia di politica abitativa, istruzione e voto. Stanno protestando per il diritto di una donna di scegliere, così come il diritto di una donna di non scegliere la loro famiglia, protestante l'equilibrio di lavoro, e qualsiasi numero di questioni in aree che sono importanti per uomini, donne e bambini.
In 2020, there was the Women's March, which was the largest women's march in the United States. I'll say that again. The Women's March in 2020 was the largest march of women in the United States. Millions of women led this march and protested in the United States. And this was in Washington, D.C., as well as small towns and cities around the country. There were also women's marches this year in many parts of the world.
La marcia femminile nel 2020 è stata la più grande marcia delle donne negli Stati Uniti. Milioni di donne hanno lasciato questa marcia e protestato negli Stati Uniti, e questo è stato a Washington 600, così come piccole città e città in tutto il paese. Erano anche la marcia femminile che quest'anno è in molte parti del mondo. La marcia femminile nel 2020 è stata la più negli Stati Uniti migliore.
Stop talking. It's fine. It wrote stop talking.
Così come piccole città.
The next march we're going to talk about and protest will be around African American rights for full equality. Many people around the world, and I'm sure you are also aware of the marches and protests that took place around the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. That march had international consequences for law and for people around the world, as well as in the United States. Do that one again. The George Floyd March began in May 20 of 2020 during the pandemic. Many of you know that George Floyd was African American and was killed by a police officer while three other police officers watched. In the United States, over 1,000 people die at the hands of police officers every year. Those are not just African American people. Different people of all backgrounds are protesting the police departments in the United States. I don't know why this is not translating anymore. Why is this? Not doing it anymore.
It's not functioning anymore?
Mm-mm.
I take your time.
Okay.
No worries. You're doing a great exercise. That's the first time that I see it.
Thank you. I don't know why it's not doing
it. Can we applause her for
a round? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh,
no,
Vincenzo, how can we play the video?
Yeah.
The George Floyd March began in May.
What you're going to see now is a march for voting rights in the 1960s.
We lined up in twos to walk from Selma to Montgomery.
We're marching today to dramatize to the nation, dramatize to the world, that hundreds and thousands of Negro citizens of Alabama, but particularly here in the Blightville area, denied the right to vote.
I was wearing a backpack before it became fashionable to wear backpacks. I thought I was going to get arrested and go to jail, so in this backpack, I wanted to have something to eat. I had one apple and one orange. I had two books, I had toothpaste and a toothbrush. But we understood while we were walking through the streets of Selma that the sheriff of Selma and Dallas County had requested that all white men over the age of 21 to come down to the courthouse that Saturday night to be deputized to become part of his posse. We just kept walking. We come to the highest point on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Down below, we see a sea of blue, Alabama State Troopers. We saw all of this water down below in Alabama River. Jose Williams said to me, "John, can you swim?" I said, "No, Jose, what about you?" He said, "A little." I said, "Well, that's too much water in this river for us to jump. We must go straight ahead." A man by the name of John Cloud identified himself and said, "I'm Major John Cloud of the Alabama State Troopers."
"Be detrimental to your safety to continue this march, and I'm saying that this is an unlawful march."
"This is an unlawful march. We will not be allowed to continue."
"You are ordered to disperse, go home, or go to your church."
"Disperse and return to your homes or to your church." I said, "Major, may I have a word?" He said, "There will be no word." You saw these men putting on their gas masks. He said, "Troopers, advance."
"Troopers, here, advance."
They came toward us, beating us with nightsticks, tramping us with horses, releasing tear gas. I was the first person to be hit. I was hit in the head by a state trooper with a nightstick. I thought I saw death. I thought I was going to die on that bridge. I thought it was my last nonviolent protest. And all these many years later,
l'uomo che parlava pensava di morire, e l'ha ripetuto più volte, pensava di morire.
The George Floyd March began in May of May 20th of 2020 during the pandemic. Mean if you know that George Floyd was African American and was killed by a police officer while free other officers watched the United States. Over 1,000 people died at the hands of police officers every year. It was not just African American people. Different people of all backgrounds are protesting the police department in the United States. La marcia di George Floyd è iniziata nel maggio del 20 maggio del 2020 durante la crisi pandemica. Se sapete che George Floyd era afroamericano ed è stato ucciso da un ufficiale di polizia mentre altri agenti di polizia liberi hanno visto gli Stati Uniti. Oltre 1,000 persone sono morte per mano di agenti di polizia ogni anno. Non era solo gente afroamericano, differente di tutti i background, protesta il Dipartimento di Polizia negli Stati Uniti.
What does this march that took place in 1965 for voting rights and the march against the murder of George Floyd, what do they have in common? And that is that African Americans have been protesting for their rights, for full citizenship, for over 400 years. The benefit of protests for African Americans is that there has been economic, social, political progress over these years, but it's all come through protest.
Cosa ha avuto questo marzo nel 1965 per i diritti di voto e la marcia contro l'omicidio di George Floyd? Ciò che hanno in comune, cioè che gli afroamericani protestano per il diritto alla cittadinanza da oltre 400 anni, il beneficio della protesta per gli afroamericani di sedersi. C'è un progresso politico, economico e sociale in questi anni, ma è tutto venuto per protestare.
After this protest, the Voting Rights Act was passed by Congress that allows all people to have their vote protected, especially people of color and women. In 1964, the Civil Rights Act was passed in the United States that protected people of all religions, of all colors, of all races, and women and national origin. In the United States, there was a time where people with Italian ancestry were discriminated against. And in order to protect all people from all countries coming into the United States, the 1964 Civil Rights Act did that. African Americans protested to have these laws passed that went on to help all people, not just African Americans. That one we'll have to laugh past. Wait, almost. I'll try again. These laws that were passed through the protests of African Americans helped all people coming into the country from all different countries, not just people of African descent.
Proverò di nuovo queste leggi che sono state passate attraverso il processo di afroamericani ha aiutato tutte le persone che vengono nel paese da tutti i diversi paesi, non solo persone di discendenza africana.
The last area we're going to focus on is workers' rights. When I arrived in Italy on May 1st, it was May Day, and I noticed that there were some protests of workers, transit workers, in Italy on that day. Italy and many countries in Europe are known for protesting for workers' rights.
L'ultima area su cui ci concentreremo è la facoltà dei lavoratori. Quando sono arrivato in Italia il primo maggio era May Day e ho notato che in Italia ci sono state alcune proteste dei lavoratori in transito. In quel giorno l'Italia e molti paesi europei sono noti per protestare per i diritti dei lavoratori.
For full disclosure, I am a member of a union, and I will talk about labor protests next.
Per la piena divulgazione, sono membro di un sindacato e parlerò di una protesta del lavoro prossimo.
As I pointed out, the protest for workers' rights has been going on since before the country was actually founded, where there were poor people coming from Europe to North America who were working for free. They were called indentured servants.
Come ho sottolineato, la protesta per i diritti dei lavoratori è in corso da prima. Il paese è stato effettivamente trovato dove erano poveri provenienti dall'Europa in Nord America, che lavoravano gratuitamente e erano chiamati indentured.
Europeans brought the idea of unions to North America. The union, or the collective bargaining unit, was something that Europe had long before North America.
Gli europei hanno portato l'idea di sindacati in Nord America. Il sindacato o l'unità di contrattazione collettiva con qualche cosa che sei un pad molto prima di un Nord America.
Workers' rights to safety, to a fair wage, to job security, to medical benefits, are issues that have been part of the protests taking place, not just 100, 200 years ago, but also today. Protests with Amazon, which is an international corporation, but also protests for other corporations for fair wages.
I lavoratori diritti alla sicurezza di un salario equo alla sicurezza del lavoro a benefici medici o questioni che hanno fatto parte del processo che si svolgono non solo 100-200 anni fa, ma anche oggi protestano con Amazon, che è una società internazionale ma anche protesta per altre società per salari equo.
What you're seeing here is an image of a newspaper headline for coal workers, or you may call them carbon workers. These are the workers who would go down into the carbon or coal mines, and when most houses were fueled by coal, they were very important to the economy.
Quello che stai dicendo. Ecco un'immagine di un titolo di giornale per i lavoratori del carbone. Potete chiamarlo lavoratori del carbonio. Questi sono i lavoratori che scendevano nelle miniere di carbonio o carbone. E quando la maggior parte delle case sono state alimentate da coal, erano molto importanti per i...
What this... Newspaper article from September of 1921 shows you is that the United States was going to bomb the coal workers when they went on strike. That the United States said that if the coal workers didn't return to work, they were actually going to send airplanes with bombs to drop on the coal workers. That headline says, Air Fleet Ordered to West Virginia Battlefield. The strike for higher wages by the coal miners was met with government aggression. And the title says, Air Fleet Ordered to West Virginia Battlefield. West Virginia is still known for its coal mines, and the West Virginia coal miners back in 1920 and 1921 were protesting for safety, for better wages, for shorter hours, and the federal government threatened to drop a bomb on them. And that's what you see in this headline of the newspaper.
E il titolo dice che ordine della flotta era al campo di battaglia della Virginia Occidentale. La Virginia Occidentale è ancora conosciuta per le sue miniere di carbone, e i minatori di carbone della Virginia Occidentale nel 1920, nel 1921, protestavano per la sicurezza per i salari migliori per ore più brevi nel governo federale minacciano di lanciare una bomba su di loro ed è quello che vedete in questo titolo del giornale.
It's because of the strikes, that have taken place in coal mines. Because of the strikes taking place in coal mines, the strikes that have taken place in train manufacturers, the strikes that have taken place across the United States, that we now have fairer wages for employees and for workers and safer conditions. The number of unions went down in membership, but it's starting to increase. And that number was at its height in the 1940s and 50s. It fell in the 1970s and 80s and rose again in the 2000s because of a collective bargaining and the need for people to come together and understand that together they're more powerful than they are as single workers.
A causa degli scioperi che si sono verificati nelle miniere di carbone, ho avuto luogo in manifatture di treni di due volte. Gli scioperi hanno avuto luogo in tutti gli Stati Uniti, che ora abbiamo stipendi ferir per i dipendenti, e quattro lavoratori e condizioni più sicure. Il numero di Junus è sceso in abbonamento ma sta iniziando ad aumentare, e quel numero era alla sua altezza negli anni 40 e 50 e ancora negli anni 70 e 80 e risorto negli anni 2000 a causa di una contrattazione collettiva nel bisogno di persone di riunirsi e capire che insieme la più potente di loro sono in singolo.
I'd like to end my presentation on a positive note. In ending my presentation on a positive note, I want to say that protest has been very effective for women, for people of color, for workers, and for Native Americans in bringing attention to important issues. I also would like you to know that as a professor, as a lawyer, as a writer, and as an activist, protest has been a very important part of my life, and that I personally and professionally have benefited from the protests that have taken place in the history of protest in the United States.
Concludendo la mia presentazione con una nota positiva, voglio dire che la protesta è stata molto efficace per le donne, per le persone di colore, per i lavoratori e per i nativi americani, e attirando l'attenzione su questioni importanti. Vorrei inoltre che lei sappia che in qualità di professore, di avvocato, di scrittore e di protesta attivista è stata una parte molto importante della mia vita, e che io personalmente e professionalmente ho beneficiato della protesta che si è svolta nella storia della protesta negli Stati Uniti.
Once more.
Mille grazie. Finney?
We take some questions?
Yes, we can take some questions for sure.
Okay, you're going to help me?
Yeah, I can help you for sure.
Question, domande?
Ci sono domande anche semplici, insomma.
I have a comment. Can I have a comment?
Yeah, please. Can you maybe stand, please, Joe, oh. And then if I need to translate, I translate you in a, maybe with the micro, what you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, because we are live.
Yes, we're live, and thank you for everyone on the radio. Thank you for everyone here, and the fact that it's such a rainy night, and you came out. Gracias, gracias, gracias. Yeah, Tanya Vincenzo, thank you. Gracias, gracias. He wants that.
Well, the director just told us that we are connected more than 80 people live. We don't know actually who, actually. Più di 80 persone su Radio Montegiovi seguono live your speech. That's the power of the web. Do you want to have a comment? Yeah, please. Please. Take the micro and then.
Well, grazie. Excellent. Enjoyed very much your talk. And I have some comments from a perspective of an Italian-American, if it's okay. You want to translate that?
Grazie, ho molto apprezzato il tuo discorso e avrei un commento dal punto di vista di italo-americano, se è possibile.
My grandparents came to America in 1911.
I miei nonni sono arrivati da in America nel 1911.
At the time there were many Italians immigrating to the United States. 2 million a year.
A quel tempo molti italiani erano emigrati negli Stati Uniti, circa 2 milioni all'anno.
And 1 million returned.
E 1 milione è ritornato.
My grandparents returned.
I miei nonni sono tornati, sono tra coloro che sono ritornati.
Why?
Perché?
Prejudice.
Pregiudizi.
The Italians came in and organized labor unions.
Gli italiani che arrivavano negli Stati Uniti organizzavano i sindacati dei lavoratori.
They were considered socialist, and because they were considered socialist, they became a threat to the capitalism system in the United States.
E organizzando i sindacati dei lavoratori erano considerati dei socialisti e una minaccia per il sistema capitalistico negli Stati Uniti.
So two Italians, Sacco and Vincenzo. Sacco and Vincenzi. They were organizers in the, tried to form a union in the garment industry near Boston.
Due italiani, Sacco e Vanzetti, erano degli organizzatori delle, dei lavoratori, dei sindacati lavoratori a Boston.
Sorry, I may be off on this, I think this is right. Someone was murdered in the area, and the police blamed it on Sacco e Vanzetti.
Qualcuno fu ucciso nella zona e la polizia accusò Sacco e Vanzetti.
After that, there was an uprising against Italian Americans, where actually, like black people in America, 11 were hung in New Orleans.
Dopo questo ci fu una protesta e contro gli italoamericani e
11 people.
E 11 persone they've been died or
hanged.
Say again, sorry.
They were hung.
Ah, okay. Furono 11 persone furono impiccate.
All the Italians were removed from the state of Indiana.
Tutti gli italiani furono spostati dallo stato dell'Indiana.
They had to walk out of Indiana.
Furono costretti a camminare fuori dallo stato, abbandonare a piedi lo stato dell'Indiana.
They were not allowed to borrow money from the banks.
Non sempre gli italiani non erano autorizzati a prendere in prestito denaro dalle banche.
So they had to start their own banks, which became the Bank of America.
E quindi hanno cominciato a organizzare le loro banche, ed è così che è nata la Banca d'America, Bank of America.
My grandparents went back to Italy, to Sicily, because of prejudice.
I miei nonni ritornarono in Sicilia a causa di questi pregiudizi.
And there my grandfather died, and my father returned to the United States and took my grandmother back here. But what I want to say is, also in the United States, the prejudice has never ended.
Il mio padre ritornò negli Stati Uniti dopo che mio nonno morì e portò mia nonna con sé negli Stati Uniti. Quello che voglio dire è che i pregiudizi negli Stati Uniti ci sono e non sono mai finiti.
It's ended to a degree for Italians.
È finito per gli italiani, sono finiti forse per gli italiani. You mean that?
Yeah. It has ended to a degree for Italians. It's not as prejudiced. Although there are places in the United States I don't feel comfortable.
Okay. You mean there are some places where you don't feel comfortable? Okay. Okay. Sono finiti per gli italiani, ma ci sono posti negli Stati Uniti dove io, come italo-americano, non mi sento a mio agio. In molti posti negli Stati Uniti io non mi sento a mio agio.
When I was got a college teaching position in Delaware, I was going to rent a house in Delaware.
Quando io ho insegnato alle superiori al college in Delaware, ho affittato una casa nel Delaware.
And they asked me if I was a foreigner.
They asked you, sorry, say again.
I was a foreigner.
Ah, se mi chiesero se io ero straniero.
I said, no, I was born in Baltimore, I'm an American.
E la mia risposta è stata, no, io sono nato a Baltimora, sono un americano, sono uno statunitense.
So when I was supposed to move into the house, the real estate agent said that I could not move in.
Quando stavo per entrare nella casa che avevo affittato, l'agenzia immobiliare mi disse che non potevo entrare nella casa.
This was in 1975, 76, something like that.
Questo era nel 1965-66.
In the United States, and I'll end this now.
Scusate, 1975-76, insomma.
In the United States, the African Americans.
E negli Stati Uniti gli afroamericani.
Have continued to face prejudice constantly and being murdered by police almost once a week or something like that. It's constant prejudice. And who knows when it will end, but it takes organization and people like you who are fighters for justice to try to bring justice to all people.
Negli Stati Uniti gli afroamericani hanno continuato a confrontarsi con questi pregiudizi fino ai giorni nostri. Almeno un afroamericano a settimana viene ucciso dalla polizia, e persone come te, Gloria, che sei un'attivista dei diritti umani, combattono per la giustizia, per portare la giustizia a tutti.
Grazie, grazie.
Thank you, Joe, and I always like to say that please always take into account prejudice. Prejudice means prejudging. That's what the word means, prejudging someone else. And one can be, as Joe pointed out, in a place here where you're the majority, and you go somewhere else where you're the minority. You never know when the shoe is going to be on the other foot. So it's best to treat everyone with respect and expect respect in return. In the United States, I wanted to add that the Italian American Association says that Italian Americans make up 5.4% of the United States population. So I want you to know that people culturally come together. We're American, but we're also culturally Italian-American or African-American or French-American or Polish-American, Swiss-American. We're all part of this great experiment called the United States of America. Thank you so much.
Do you want to translate? Do you have? I think it's better if you can translate. Yeah, if you have this. We should not. We should keep the exercise, you know, alive. Actually, it's the first time that I see a speech with live and immediate Google Translator. Use. I don't know if I can say that. Okay, he's preparing Alexandra for her question. Then also I have a question, But before we go with the translation, if you manage, if not, no. Okay. Internet is gone. Yeah. In sintesi, quello che diceva Gloria è pregiudizi significa giudicare prima. Accade quando uno che parte di una minoranza si trova in una area dove c'è una maggioranza ed è sempre difficile immaginarsi come ci si trova appunto con il piede in un'altra scarpa, ha usato questa espressione, e poi ha voluto ricordare un dato che I think 4-5% of Italo American circa il 5%.
18 million Americans are Italian Americans. That's 5.4% of the United States population. And a number might be more than that, but at this point it's 5.4% of the American population that's Italian American.
Ok, appena detto che appunto 18 milioni.
Sì, ma 18 milioni di americani sono 18 milioni di americani che sono il 5,4% della popolazione degli Stati Uniti e un numero potrebbe essere più di questo. Ma se questo punto è il 5,4% della popolazione americana che è italiano-americano.
Quindi 18 milioni di italo-americani ci sono negli Stati Uniti che sono il 5% della popolazione americana, e poi insomma tutti sono parte di questo esperimento che sono gli Stati Uniti, che sia ha citato tutti, molti europei, svizzeri, polacchi, inglesi, insomma tutti quelli che hanno origini diverse fanno parte di questa grande esperienza che gli Stati Uniti d'America. Ok, can I ask Alexandra to have your question? Prego, puoi venire qui così siamo. Grazie Alessandra.
I'm not sure how to phrase this elegantly, but I, yes, in the mic. I look at the people. Oh my God. I was curious what space there has been for lawyers to unionize in the past, and / whether there's been space for them and there's been a role for them to work within protest. So I understand that protest has changed laws, and I wonder specifically how that worked for lawyers and
in the past,
if through unions or sort of coalitions or groups they've had space to, that's my voice playing.
Protest.
Yes.
So I understand that protest has
very
changed
disturbing.
Laws, and I wonder.
So I'm wondering from your background in law and as a lawyer, what space there's been, because I imagine that it's a really
sort of
hard sphere to try to go against the current and.
Protest.
Yes.
So I understand that
did that make
very disturbing.
So I'm wondering from your background in law and as a lawyer, what space there's been, because I imagine that it's a really hard sphere to try.
Also, the radio wants to say something. That's where I experienced the artificial intelligence. Intelligenza artificiale è tra noi qua. Yeah. Okay. Allora, la domanda di Alessandra, se posso, qual è stata, diciamo, attraverso le proteste ci sono stati dei cambiamenti legislativi, normativi, nello specifico qual è stato il contributo dei sindacati in questo, if I'm not wrong?
Sì, qual era il spazio? C'era un spazio per sindacati?
Ah, se c'era uno spazio di sindacati, uno spazio sindacale per gli avvocati. Nella storia appunto delle proteste, se the lawyer has played a specific role. Okay.
Thank you for your question. I am a civil rights attorney. I've been an attorney representing those people in justice cases. And this is part of a long tradition in the African American community that started with Charles Hamilton Houston, who graduated from Harvard Law School and then went on to lead Thurgood Marshall, who was an African-American attorney along with other African-American attorneys at the NAACP. And Thurgood Marshall went on to become a justice of the US Supreme Court. So today there are still civil rights attorneys like myself practicing law, and we help people who are protesters to make sure that if they're arrested, as you saw in the video, that we get them out of jail. And we also bring lawsuits against the people, maybe government officials, who are undermining the rights of people. So attorneys are still playing a very active role when it comes to protest, social justice, civil rights, workers' rights, and women's rights.
That was too long for this little thing. I think it gave up. Okay. Can you translate that?
What?
Scusate, la mia traduzione non sarà letterale. La prima parte ha fatto dei riferimenti a dei casi che non ho colto pienamente. Comunque lei ha voluto ricordare che, com'è il suo caso, così come quello di altri suoi colleghi che sono degli avvocati attivisti, svolgono un ruolo di sostegno e di supporto e di tutela a altri attivisti che si trovano in situazioni difficili perché magari sono arrestati, come abbiamo visto nei video, e allora loro intervengono per cercare di liberarli quanto prima. In questo c'è sempre un sostegno da parte di un gruppo di avvocati impegnati per la tutela dei diritti umani. I'm sorry, Gloria, if I miss a lot in your in the translation.
Gli avvocati per i diritti civili svolgono ancora un ruolo importante nelle questioni di giustizia sociale e nei casi dinanzi alla Corte Suprema e rappresentano.
Thank you. No, yeah. No, Gloria, I have a question. I have a question. You know, maybe if you want to finish, I mean, allora, la mia domanda non può essere, come dire, se non quella rivolta a quello che potrebbe accadere negli Stati Uniti in vista delle prossime elezioni americane. È iniziato, diciamo, la competizione interna ai partiti politici. E quindi vorrei avere un suo commento su quello che potrebbe essere il ruolo del Partito Repubblicano, la leadership del Partito Repubblicano, quante chance ha un personaggio come Donald Trump, che noi diciamo così, che è considerato diciamo in Europa forse il politico più distante da una certa tradizione democratica, e quindi ecco, vorrei avere un suo commento sul futuro degli Stati Uniti e sulle prossime elezioni, su quali sono secondo lei i pericoli. I'm asking you a comment on the next US elections, which is the role played by the two main parties. The race inside the parties among different candidates has been launched. How do you think it will be the role of Donald Trump, and a general comment on the future of the US? Thank you. Allora, Non siamo online perché è saltato internet e il motivo è quello qua fuori, però continuiamo a registrare e quindi è importante continuare a registrare per l'archivio anche della residenza. We are no more online on the web live radio due to the internet connection that has collapsed, but we still recording and then we can use the micro and continue the recording. Thank you.
Thank you for the question about where the United States is going politically, socially, economically, based on the two-party system that we have and the conservatism that we're seeing not just in the United States, but taking place around the world.
Okay. Oh, mine is out too.
I would say that the United States is in trouble. The United States democracy is being challenged. What democracy means to be able to vote, to be represented in government, to have a U.S. Supreme Court that is actually a neutral court that's listening to the cases and not just following a political agenda. I think the United States has put itself out to be a shining light on the hill of democracy. But at this point, that light is dimmed, and there are certain people who believe that it's not capable of coming back. We only have to try prayerfully and work diligently to try to get the country back on track, at least to be fair in the courts and to allow free and fair voting. Right now, the vote is very much like you saw in the film. People are getting beaten up and harassed for voting in the United States. The country is in trouble. We look forward to all great ideas and sincere prayers.
Ok. Grazie per la domanda. Sul dove sta andando gli Stati Uniti da un punto di vista economico, sociale, politico, Gloria pensa che gli Stati Uniti sono in pericolo e la democrazia negli Stati Uniti, intesa proprio come libertà di voto, come diritto ad avere un governo rappresentativo e anche avere una Corte Suprema che sia neutrale, che non segua un'agenda politica. Tutti questi tre elementi sono messi in discussione e l'auspicio che fa a lei è quello di lavorare affinché torni un senso di giustizia e che possa la democrazia intesa appunto come libertà di voto essere nuovamente preservata e rafforzata, perché in questo momento non è così.
It's the same thing that's happening in tutto il mondo. It's not just the United States, it's around, but people expect more from the United States. People expect more from the United States.
Questa descrizione sullo stato delle democrazie può essere generalizzata al resto del mondo, però le persone, sostiene Gloria, si aspettano di più da parte degli Stati Uniti in questo senso per tutelare la democrazia nel mondo.
So we'll all see. The future is up to God. So we'll see.
Vedremo, il futuro è anche dipende anche dalla volontà di Dio, ecco. Well, we thank Gloria, grazie a tutti. Un incredibile incontro. Gloria, we hope that you enjoy. You really did a great speech, talk and example how is possible do here at Micio in Montegiovi. Grazie.
Grazie mille, thank you, thank you, thank you.